The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show, episode 112 of Inconclusive Breakdown.
Assholes.
And that's Vince. I'm your host, Justin. Joined, as always, by Skeets, you foul-mouthed gossamer.
Fuck you guys.
Vince is here.
No shit.
It's going to be that type of episode, folks. It's right out the gate. Mr. Shorts here.
Hi.
Hi.
How's your mom?
She's doing well.
Dick.
This week's show, our fan casting is... Batman Rebirth. We since they relaunched Batman, I figured we'd go ahead and redo it. And our top 10 is hot female character or hot nerd characters. So
I went with all female.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, I did too.
All right.
Okay.
I kind of figured we did. So all right, let's get into it this week. The big news of the week was, of course, the death of Muhammad Ali. Died of septic shock due to
tampons.
Probably.
That's toxic shock.
That's toxic shock, yeah.
Oh.
Which is a cool wrestling move, too. he went in for a respiratory problem, which that, on top of the Parkinson's that he's been fighting since, what did somebody say, 83?
Yeah, he's had it for 30 years.
Yeah. Just the body, it was too much and passed away.
He couldn't shake it out.
Couldn't shake it off. That's a bad joke.
Shake even, it off. Even
for, wow. Even for us, that's a bad joke.
I'm sorry.
I forgot. I put on the Facebook thing. Everybody considers him the greatest boxer of all time. So I put on the Facebook group, who do you consider the greatest boxer of all time? And we had choices. You know, everybody, it's some of the answers were, you know, if you go in ring, you have Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, who retired undefeated as heavyweight champ, Rocky Balboa, somebody, Mike said Rocky Balboa. but I think overall impact, it's got to be Ali. He's probably one of the last celebrities, period, that is worldwide. Like, you could drop Beyonce in the middle of China, and they'd be like, black woman. You drop Muhammad Ali in the middle of anywhere, they're like, oh, it's Muhammad Ali. I think he still had a bigger reach than...
Clout?
Yeah.
The Colossus of Clout?
Yeah, that's right.
He was in Walmart in 2003 or 2002.
Was he?
Yeah. One of his handlers came in and told everybody not to approach him or whatever. And he came in.
I remember that.
He came in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Parkinson's is a horrible fucking disease. So, all right. Next thing, I put out to the Facebook group. You know, what would you like to talk us, have us talk about on the show? And one of the things, the cause of death of Prince was finalized. I guess we kind of knew what it was, but the toxicology and autopsy and all that finally came back. It was overdose. He was taking fentanyl, the patches that they give cancer patients that are 50 times stronger than morphine.
Which is what the patch my mom takes.
Yeah. Nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
I got nothing.
The question was a big surprise that this is what got him. I don't think it's a big surprise. I think it's a surprise that it was fentanyl because I thought it was Percocets.
I'm surprised it was... I kind of didn't see it coming, that it was drug-related.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. He seemed more like a heart attack kind of guy. Like, you eat well and healthy, and you stay healthy, and you just drop dead from a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I saw it, or an embolism or something like that.
The John Ritter thing.
Yeah, like, goddamn, you're healthy, and then you die? What the fuck?
Right.
That's where I was going with it, but he hit it well for
apparently a long time, and it did go back to the hip problems he had. That's where he got started on the pain medications. So, was it a surprise? Sadly, no. But, you know.
I'm more bummed out about it than any of those other drug addicts fucking dying.
Yeah, that's true. Next thing I have here, you remember, this has been 3-4 months ago, the Richard Simmons story.
Yeah.
About how he was locked in his house and people thought, you know, his handlers were abusing him and stuff like that.
I was.
Richard Simmons was taken to an L.A. hospital late Friday night after exhibiting bizarre conduct. Not just being Richard Simmons, but actually bizarre conduct. This was from TMZ. He was acting in an unusually strange manner just before midnight when someone in his home became sufficiently alarmed to call 911. Paramedics rushed him to the home and evaluated him, determining he should go to a hospital for evaluation. That's the last update I have. If the handlers that everybody was saying was abusing him and, you know, doing a weird Brian Wilson mind control thing or saying, yeah, something's screwy, then something's wrong with him. So,
was he just wearing clothes and sitting down watching TV?
I think so, yeah. He was reading a book.
In pajama pants.
Yeah, wearing Zubaz.
No spandex.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I have. That was Friday's story, broke Saturday, so I have no update on that. Something the people wanted us to talk about was this.
The people, our listeners,
that we love.
Oh, we do?
Fuck yeah, we do.
Oh.
They send us money.
Oh. I'm tired of working. Send me money.
Yeah, exactly. The gorilla. No, not the NBA Finals.
Oh.
But the actual gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo that we kind of talked about last week, but
yeah.
And we have some questions to go with it. Like, do you jump in if it's your kid?
Yeah.
I think if I could, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you let him try to tranquilize her if it's your kid? Or do you say, go straight for the kill?
Let them do what they think is up.
Right, because I agree with that, because
they deal with it,
yeah.
But I'm not staying out of that goddamn enclosure.
Right.
I think the reason the gorilla was freaking out so much is because there was so many people yelling and...
Yeah.
I mean, he was highly agitated.
Apparently, video has come out that the gorilla was kind of smashing the kid against the wall of the enclosure. Mm. So, Trank would have... You know, a Trank does take time to work, and it would have probably just pissed him off more, and he probably would have killed the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, are the parents just victims of a tragedy, or do you put any blame on them?
Yeah, mom should have fucking been watching her goddamn kid.
Yes,
You know, all this had to happen because some little kid thought his dad was in the enclosure, and he had to go in. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
You're right.
I had heard that somebody close to the people that were there said that the mom just turned away long enough to take a picture.
And with the little kids, as quick as shits they are, I can kind of believe it.
Well, they're half monkey anyway.
That's true. I think that what they need to do...
Flat noses.
At all zoos...
Lowbrow.
Yes, you are lowbrow.
So. Low-hanging fruit.
You know the warped wall from Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
That hardly anybody can climb up and make that out of about 3 foot of plexiglass and surround everything. And
how about we just get rid of zoos?
I don't know. I've seen the zoo show on CBS that's coming back.
Have you ever seen We Bought a Zoo? It's a good movie. Just saying.
It's Matt Damon stuck in a zoo, and we have to go in and rescue him.
That is exactly why we need to get rid of fucking zoos.
And the other thing here was fuck animal rights activists. So... With a question mark, so
Well, those kind of people are the kind of people that, you know, you walk your dog down the street and you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
PETA kills more animals each year than all shelters combined in the country.
If you really want to go crazy, why do you even have animals in your house? I mean, as a higher life form, they don't serve any purpose than to make you feel good about yourself and.
Anti-rescue.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you really want to go crazy with the animal rights shit, they should be free.
Yeah. And coming right down to it, if you were out, like say I'm outside of my house and a gorilla attacks my child, I'm going to fucking shoot it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Now, if they had some sort of where they breed...
Like a breeding program for endangered?
Right, but maybe let a handful of people in. I can kind of see that. But, do it right.
Videotape it and put it on the internet.
Have acres and acres and acres of... Because I've always wanted to breed Indiana box turtles. Because they are endangered here. And there should be some sort of sanctuary for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that.
When I went to Florida, they had a... some kind of turtle sanctuary where they tell you to be careful when you're driving in and everything. And it wasn't leatherbacks. It was some, my wife would know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were, but like when you go to the beach, they have sections roped off where they're laying their eggs and everything. And,
yeah, I've seen that.
And you, like their turtles are everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, Gorilla, gone. Next thing, thank God for Ghostbusters or we wouldn't have content for the show.
Good God.
Yeah, and fuck you for the picture you sent me, too. Look, I bought this for you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, who set it on fire right on the show, too? And I don't have a fire extinguisher in the house.
And it's plastic.
It'll smell.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Speaking of plastic and horrible, Melissa McCarthy came out, Jesus Christ, and said that people that dislike the new Ghostbusters, she hopes they find friends. And get out of their parents' basement.
God damn it. I got two.
Because apparently, if you dislike the Ghostbusters thing, you have no friends and you have no life and you live in your parents' basement. And you know, the typical...
Nerd. The stereotypical? She's stereotyping?
It's funny when they can use it and we, you know, just go, no, you're just unfunny and it looks bad and you're horrible.
Try that with black people.
You do.
See? That sounds stupid, you know? Damn. I'm not going to go see Ghostbusters.
Me neither.
But then...
Tell that fat funk cunt that I ain't going to go see that goddamn movie. Tell her. Somebody tell her.
Get on Twitter and tell her.
Fuck you, lose some weight.
You'd be banned from Twitter, probably.
I'm surprised I haven't been yet.
Oh, people say a lot worse shit than you. There was a female on there last night that threatened to go to the WWE show and rape and kill Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. This was a female that did it. And I didn't see her shit being deleted or... You know, suspended or anything.
Well, I'm a white guy, though.
Yeah, it's true. So you're fucked. Yeah. Speaking of white guys, but not being fucked.
Oh.
Judd Apatow.
Oh, he's not white. He's a Jew.
Okay. See, I put the ball on the tee, and then he swings really hard with racism.
It's the truth.
I know. But he came out and said that most people that was trying to back her up said, well, most people that hate the new Ghostbusters are Trump supporters. I'm like, really? You're gonna go with this path now?
I'm not a Trump supporter. I must see this movie now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you hate Trump, you gotta go see the movie. Real? Jesus. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't like either one. I don't like Hillary, and Trump scares me.
I don't like anybody.
Hillary should be prison. I said prison, right? Not dead?
Prison.
Okay.
Prison.
Prison.
Hey, the FBI just came out.
I know. We're fucked.
And they're like, yeah, she did some really naughty shit.
Well, even hardcore liberal, what's the one that was married to Tim Robbins?
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, she came out. It was an interview and said, yeah, Hillary's going to be indicted. And I'm like, you're a fucking crazy liberal Bernie supporter, and you're saying this shit's going to be indicted. Yeah.
So. She fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
With the leaks with Benghazi?
Well, that and there's a whole.
They found emails of her talking to the president of Egypt about the Benghazi attack.
Oh, yeah.
When it was going on, she's like, "Yeah, oh yeah, we've known it. We know what's going on. Well, it's all right. Well, we're not going to deal with it."
That's not what they're going to get her for, apparently.
But I mean, it just adds to the.
Oh yeah, it does. But on the server thing, it was confidential CIA informant information was on this private server and it got hacked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's what, yeah. Last thing for nice Ghostbusters job, is they announced there will be the theme for the movie. Will be a remake of the Ray Parker Jr. original with Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott.
Oh my God.
Because you got to get a big black woman.
If you're Missy Elliott,
because Bustin' makes me feel good.
Nig it up.
Yeah, so, thank you, Ghostbusters, for 5 more minutes of content on the show.
I'm not going to watch it. I can't bring myself to.
No, I'll watch The Room on loop.
I'd rather watch a fucking Planned Parenthood abortion than watch that.
Oh, God. I hate you more than I'll ever.
I'll watch The Witch again.
Yeah, you were not a fan of that movie.
No.
I'll watch A Star is Born, but not the old one with Judy Garland. The new one.
Why?
With Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, just watch Yentl. And then do a double feature of Yentl and Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, Jesus. Oi.
Exactly. Yeah, you got my joke. All right.
Then I'll have to watch some Nazi movie or something.
Well, that's what
there's plenty
have.
Of them on.
That's why we have Ilsa.
There's plenty of
watch Ilsa after Fiddler on the Roof. It'll be like a drive-in feature. Like a Panzer tank at the drive-in.
I can't make it 5 minutes into that movie, no. Man.
Really?
I'm spent. I got no more.
People have no idea what we're talking about. Man, it's lovely.
Beat my dick like it owes me money.
Oh my God. Speaking of things being beaten, thank you for that beautiful segue that I didn't even set up. Johnny Depp. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
He beat that poor woman.
Because I know your wife is a Johnny Depp fan.
Yeah.
Hope she's into fucking S&M too.
Abuse allegations from wife Amber Heard, who is filed for divorce. She filed for a restraining order. It was awarded. She claims that she has been hit and kicked, and he threw his phone and hit her in the face. This has went on for years.
He apparently doesn't have a phone.
I don't know. But yeah, apparently he's real good friends with comedian Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
And Stanhope wrote an article saying that she was blackmailing him and that all this was bullshit and she was just blackmailing him. Well, she's filed a lawsuit against him and the website that he wrote this for defamation of character, saying, all right, fuckers, let's go to court. So, this is a bad... I've heard... apparently, there's a lot of protests now against Johnny Depp. And...
because she's got him by the short hairs.
Let's not... I'm not going to take either side, because I don't know the facts.
Yeah. I can kind of see it.
I can, too. She says it has to do with his alcohol and drug problems.
I can kind of see it, but then, again... if you're a woman in this time of...
it could be another one of these fake, he beat me, he raped me, get the evil man.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
He hit me.
Just look up Duke Lacrosse if you know what I'm talking about.
I ain't no shit. And he's famous.
Yep. So...
and she's a poor victim.
Yeah. Next thing I have here, Disney.
Oh, speaking of... victims.
Well, Rogue One.
Spouse abuse.
Rogue One.
Yes.
This is the Star Wars spinoff movie.
Yes.
It's in trouble.
Oh, God.
What did
they
do
are
now?
Sending it back for reshoots the entire month of July.
Oh, my God.
Because they are not happy with what the director has done, saying that the tone is too much of a war movie and not fun enough and in line with A New Hope. Because at the end of Rogue One...
God damn it.
Timeline-wise...
it's supposed to be a fucking war movie.
Exactly. But timeline-wise, the end of Rogue One is 10 minutes before the start of A New Hope. So they wanted to kind of have the same tone going forward. So they're sending back for... they're reshooting 40% of the movie.
No.
No. I
leave it alone!
I want to watch people die from a good safe distance.
Exactly. You know what this is? And I...
that's a tool
reference.
As soon
as I read the story, I was like...
I like that.
I was like, this is Fantastic Four again. This is a director having a good thing, and the studio's coming in going, nope, we want this change, you're doing this, taking it out of the director's hands, and they're going to fuck it.
You know all this war and killing you guys keep talking about?
You know,
we're going to take that out.
Because it's an intergalactic war, it's supposed to be the Dirty Dozen in space.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
getting
Darth Vader being fucking brutal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I want to see some fucking blood.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get
in it. In space.
In space.
Pigs in space! Sorry.
I'm sorry, dear listeners, he did actually back away from the microphone. That's just how loud he was.
I don't get it. Why can't they just leave it alone? Leave it alone!
I don't know.
Quit fucking with shit!
But they... because it's not happy enough and in line... the tone of the movie is not in line with A New Hope.
That's why I like Star
Trek.
Because
it's not fucking A New Hope. It's the lead-in.
That's why I like Star Trek. How many lights are there, Picard?
Three.
Four lights! Exactly. Yeah.
I do not get that reference.
Nope. Yeah, well, because you're a goddamn asshole.
Welcome to the real world, Captain America.
Oh, shit.
What?
You remember how the Olympics are going to be in Rio? And the one soccer player came out and said, stay the fuck home. Please just stay away because it's horrible. And you don't want to swim in sewage and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Members of the Spain's Olympic sailing team were robbed at gunpoint in Rio. So, and yep. And nobody's even really down there yet.
They're on the water.
On the water. So, yeah.
We can do it. On the boat.
Speaking of more sports violence, a Mexican soccer star.
No, just stop right there.
This one, I actually give props to this guy. This was on the Arizona border, right on the Mexican side of the Arizona border. He was kidnapped by a cartel. And taken to, you know, because apparently kidnappings is a big thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
But then he stole a gun, killed one of his captors, and escaped. But the cops took all the credit for the rescue.
Sure.
The Mexican police. But he's like, no, I fucking did it all myself and ran and got, you know, I did it, not the cops. The cops are in with the cartels. So. Build a wall. Yeah.
But, we can't, we're oh, they're so brown and we're so white. We can't keep a wall up. White guilt.
Chinese did it to keep out Mongolians.
The fucking Jews are doing it to keep out Palestinians. Everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Speaking of more Olympic stuff, the 2020 games in Tokyo, which we know will be clean and will be, you know, decent because they keep out Muslims, will include new events. Here's what they're adding to the Olympics in 2020. Skateboarding. Karate.
Well, that only took 40 years.
Yeah, they're bringing back karate, sports climbing, surfing, and they also are bringing back baseball, softball. So, good. This is a push to appeal to youth in what they call an urban sports push. And they used urban in quote marks.
Surfing is an urban sport? Well, I guess it kind of is.
In Japan, Japan's all coast. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it is.
I don't know.
You gonna make a surf a tsunami joke?
I can't.
Okay.
All right. I can't. I'm still worried about Rio and that Zika virus.
It's gonna be bad.
Now, what's the percentage of Zika virus patients versus microencephaly?
I don't know the actual percentage, but it's high. It's high. If you get the virus, you're like really high chance that your kid's gonna come out looking like Beetlejuice with the end where they shrink the head. Yeah.
People should be worried about this. I don't know.
It came out that a lot of the NBC production team and stuff like this have refused to go. They have told, we do not feel safe due to the virus, due to the politics, due to the crime. You can't guarantee our safety. We're not going.
Yeah,
you can fire us. We're not going. Yeah. Covering your Olympics is not worth our life.
Yeah, so, that ain't no shit. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know where they... I don't know. I haven't seen numbers for it.
I haven't either, but from what I've read, it's high. So.
You ever see that movie, Children of Men?
Yes. That's the...
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
No, it was... where the black lady was the only one who had a kid.
Yeah, it was Gerard Butler is the guy that was protecting her.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Who was the other guy in it? You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, thank God I got IMDb pulled up. Clive Owen.
Clive Owen. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, this is where we're at.
I agree with that, too. It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie, too.
That's what's
going on. One of the best cinematography-wise. It's a beautifully shot movie. But, yeah, go watch that, dear listener. Next thing I have, comic book... God. Damn, Marvel. Civil War II started. Issue 1 came out. I'm going to spoil the fuck out of it, so sorry if you don't want spoiled. They've killed off two major characters. Well, one, and then it ends on a cliffhanger. War Machine's dead. Killed by Thanos. And She-Hulk. At the very end of the issue, her thing goes flatline. So they're killing off characters left and right. They say there will be more. After Captain America, fuck Marvel. I'm just DC just launched Rebirth. Batman Rebirth 1 came out. It's amazing. Go get it. So, the other thing, let's see, more comic book stuff. Mike Mignola, Hellboy, creator, writer, whole thing, has ended his Hellboy run after 20 some odd years. Hellboy in Hell issue 10 came out, and I wanted to put this on here because everybody, at least comic book wise, bitches about representation. Well, we gotta have a black hero, we gotta have a woman, we gotta have a Muslim, gay, on and on and on. Mike Mignola did how you should do it. If you want representation in comics, create your own characters, create your own stories that are great, find a little publisher, because he got in with Dark Horse,
yeah,
and do it like that. Right. And look what it can become. Hellboy's one of the biggest superhero things out there. And it spun off. I mean, BRPD's still going, and Abe Sapien's still going. They're solo books. That's how, if you want representation, that's how you do it. Create your own, do your own, get in with a small publisher, get on the internet. Shit, internet buzz now is huge for anything. So, yeah, that's how you do it. Last thing I have for comic books is IDW has announced their big crossover event. It's called Revolution, and this is going to, I'm not going to say reboot their universe, but it pretty much is. It is going to take G.I. Joe, Transformers, the Micronauts, Action Man, Rom the Space Knight, and Mask, and put them all into the same universe. Which sounds really familiar to what Hasbro's doing with the movies. IDW's doing it first in the comics to be like, here's your base plate. Here's how you're going to base everything on for the movies. So, and IDW does great work with the books, so I really like the G.I. Joe book. All right. Something the listeners wanted us to talk about are the Pokemon protests in Hong Kong. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okie dokie. Protest in Hong Kong over changing the language. This goes a whole hell of a lot deeper than just a video game. Basically, they're dropping Cantonese and going with Unified Mandarin for the game's release over there. People came armed with banners demanding that Pikachu, Pikachu's new name, should be restored to Baikachu, what it is in Cantonese, for their local market. Because, you know, Pokemon here is in English, over there it's Japanese and Chinese. You know. Where in Hong Kong, it's always been Cantonese. And it's, like I said, it's more than over just a words on a game. This is Hong Kong still fuck you to China. Because now China does own Hong Kong, because the British gave it over years ago back again.
In the 90s, wasn't it? 99?
99, yeah. And the actual people, and they've pretty much left it alone. But they're slowly starting to like, okay, you're part of us now, so you're going to start doing things a little bit more our way. And the actual people that live in Hong Kong are like, no, fuck you. We have our own way of doing stuff. This is just a flashpoint thing of like, it shows that there's a lot of tension right there with, if they're getting this mad over a video game, how deep does it go with?
Well, it's cultural identity at
exactly.
this point.
Yeah. Because for, what, 100 years?
Yeah.
They were
British.
Well, yeah, they were British subjects. They were a territory, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cantonese is only spoken in a really small region of China.
And that's, they want to keep it. That's theirs, you know.
Yeah, it's a really ancient version.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that's going to be something to keep your eye on. That could be another flare-up-y thing.
There goes Pokemon.
God damn it.
Gotta catch them all before it's too late.
Before they change the fucking name. Wrestling thing. The only thing I have for wrestling this week is Jimmy Snuka. The murder trial.
Superfly!
He was found mentally unfit to stand trial due to CTE, dementia, the whole gimmick. So, he's not going to be processed. They said they're going to put it off for 6 months and then see if he's any better, but dementia doesn't get better. So, that's where they're at with that. So, last thing I have for this week, the UFC thing was last night. Oh, there was some stuff announced. They announced Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz 2 will happen at UFC 202 in August. They also announced the return of Brock Lesnar for UFC 200 with an opponent to be named later. So far, Shane Carwin and Josh Barnett have voiced that they would like to fight Brock. Brock has already whooped Shane Carwin's ass. Josh Barnett would be a fantastic fight. WWE, this was the question because Brock did sign a 3-year contract with WWE. So they're like, how are you with WWE and you're going to fight for UFC? WWE came out and announced that Brock is still under contract with them and that the fight for UFC 200 is a one-off opportunity. They're letting him go do this. He will be back for SummerSlam. So, spoiler, he will be back for SummerSlam. Also at the UFC show last night, this is bullshit. This really pisses me off because Dana White is somebody that drapes himself in the American flag and he's all for freedom of expression and all this shit.
How much did he get paid?
No, they revoked the credentials, escorted out of the building, and banned for life. Three MMA, really respected journalists. Ariel Helwani, who used to work with Fox, and he runs MMAfighting.com. E. Casey Layden and Esther Lynn escorted them all out, took their credentials, banned them for life. What did they do? Helwani broke the news 2 or 3 hours before the pay-per-view about the McGregor-Diaz rematch and that Brock was going to fight at UFC 200. He did his job and broke the story. That's what journalists do, or supposed to do. Fact check, get your story, put it out. Pissed off Dana White, banned them for life, took their credentials. You're not allowed in any UFC event ever again. So, fuck freedom of press and speech, right? Just bullshit. So.
Well, it's not like he told what his fucking combination to his luggage was or something.
It's not like he said, hey, this Bisping fight's fixed. You know, he didn't say anything like that, but it's not fixed. Some of them are.
Most of them.
But yeah, just he did his job and he is banned for life. So that's just bullshit. And I hope that actually UFC is supposedly up for sale. And I hope they get sold. And I hope Dana White, even though he's an ambassador for the sport, but if you do shit like this, I hope you get fired. So,
well, hopefully WWE will buy him.
There's been talk.
Jesus Christ.
That
was me joking.
I know, but there's been actual talk that Vince could step in, and I'm like, oh, God, please not. That would be terrible. All right, that's all I got this week. You guys, what you got?
For video game news, I've got France considers cracking down on sexism in games.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
France?
France!
Yeah, they can't handle all the brown people raping their country women.
And shooting up fucking rock concerts and blaming the fucking Eagles of death metal.
Sure.
A whole country full of faggots.
France. Government weighs labels and financial incentives for games that promote a positive image of women.
So they're going to pay people to make
Female video games.
Yeah. That's what I think about that.
Which means you need to start immediately making Octopus Diddler 2000.
Sure.
Now, Octopus Diddler 2000 is probably geared more towards the Asian market, but if France is going to give us money to make it,
yeah,
I see this as a cash-making opportunity.
Yeah. It's just pure money at this point. Who cares how bad it's coded?
Exactly.
Glitches, storyline, yeah. Fuck it.
It'd be like the Atari Matrix game where Neo tries to run up the wall and gets stuck in it.
Exactly. Elon Musk, that crazy fucker.
You mean Tony Stark?
Believes we are probably characters in some Advanced Civilizations video game.
He also said he's putting a man on the moon, or a man to Mars in 2024. So.
Yeah, and I'd like to see him get past the Van Allen radiation belt, but hey, you know, that's me.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm talking science.
That won't happen.
We didn't get to the moon.
I'm talking science. We didn't get to the fucking moon.
We didn't go.
Stephen Hawking's not real.
We didn't go to the moon.
Continue.
That's all about, you got? Yeah, that's about all I got. It's a goddamn mess.
He thinks we're all NPCs. All right.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Your turn.
Mr. Short, what do you got? Save us.
I don't know if I can. The music industry cranks up the volume in its fight against YouTube.
This is just horseshit.
Yeah. YouTube says it's paid $3 billion to the music industry, which is about the same as they paid to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Or Spotify has paid to the music industry, I mean.
Yeah.
But it's not a new fight. They're just...
They want more.
Yeah, they want more money.
Yeah.
I mean...
I want more money. Isn't that great?
With the fall of MTV, pretty much.
Yeah.
The videos are dead. Just stop making fucking videos. Or make it like a DLC type thing. If you buy the album...
Yeah. You would get the video, yeah.
Yeah. Like if they make a video after the album comes out, you just get it.
Right. That would make a lot of sense.
But yeah, streaming videos on YouTube is going to go away. Apparently.
Awesome.
All of them?
Great.
Probably.
Because money talks.
What about Taylor?
Oh, she'll get paid.
Oh, yeah. That's about all I got.
She's something else.
Yes, she is.
Psycho.
Oh. That all you got?
No other music news?
There's not a whole lot going on.
Jack Black's not dead, by the way.
Yeah, that Jack Black is not dead.
That's too bad.
Tenacious D's Twitter was hacked.
Yeah.
So. That's too bad.
Yeah. All right.
So wow, that's it.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of listener questions. The back end of the show's heavy, so. Your song.
Excuse me. I got the phlegm.
You already tried Auschwitz me earlier today.
Cyclone Timmy.
That's right.
I don't know what I ate yesterday. I can't remember. But it was.
Juice?
The way it.
Wow.
The way it tried to gas me. It was, Jesus, you're dying.
You should see the soap he's using.
It was either.
And his lampshades.
Oh, God. Moving on. Your song of the week this week. I'm just, fuck it, just moving on. 331 E-Rock. This is a guy on YouTube. Did a metal cover of the Rick and Morty theme.
Oh, cool.
And this is very cool. So I figured, fuck it, while there's still music on YouTube. Yeah. So here's going to be your song of the week. So here's the theme from Rick and Morty in the style of metal. Here you go.
From the Midnight Jury, join myself and my co-hosts Adam, Cal, and Sydney as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Newman, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at turnbuckletrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, geekliferadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And
we're back.
That's a good way to stop a rant.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Dickhead.
You want to do our top 10 or fan cast first?
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
All right, fan cast this week.
I hate you, Justin.
Well, you were going on about Africans.
I guess I kind of started that one.
There's a reason that was off the air. character list this week. Batman, Robin, Nightwing, Red Robin, Batwing, Batgirl, Joker, Catwoman, Ra's al Ghul, and Poison Ivy.
Okay, now Joker.
Okay, now the reason the Joker is set up like this, there are three Jokers, because, spoiler for DC Rebirth, it has been revealed that there are three Jokers. The Cesar Romero version, the old version, Killing Joke version of Joker, and Scott Snyder's Endgame version of Joker are all different people. Allegedly, there's three Jokers. So we are going to cast three different people. So start us off with your Batman there, Mr. Short.
Carl Urban.
God damn it, that's mine as well.
That wasn't mine. I went Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Because
he's really good.
Yeah. But, just keep it. Right now, just keep it the way it is. Let it go.
Yeah, but I do have Carl Urban as mine as well.
So. That's good.
Robin. This is Damian Wayne as Robin.
Anton Yelchin.
Chekhov from the Star Trek movie.
Yep.
That's a good one. I like that. Oh. Who you got there, Gossamer?
Tenzing.
Jesus Christ.
Norgay Trainer.
Wow.
You really want me to do that with the IMDb?
Yeah.
All right, spell.
T-E-N-Z-I-N-G.
Thank God for autos.
I went with the kid, man.
Yeah.
It's Damien.
That makes sense. He, Liv and Maddie and Super Buddies.
Super nice. Buddies.
Yeah. But, I mean, he looks...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is...
Asa Butterfield.
I went with Asa Butterfield for mine.
Yeah, that works.
He's young. He was going to be your Spider-Man before they went with the new one. He was the leading candidate, so I figure he's right at that Damien age. So yours would work too. So
well, I tried to go as brown as I could.
Yeah, you did
because his mom's,
Tell you, yeah. Nightwing, Dick Grayson,
Jared Padalecki.
That's a really good pick.
That is good.
I always see him for fan castings as Nightwing.
I went Ryan Gosling.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I went...
Steve McQueen?
Yeah, but that's not the right one.
Steven McQueen?
Yeah, because apparently I can't spell. So I have to use the Google search and bring up Steven McQueen as Nightwing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He really has been trying to get this role forever, and
give it to him.
Yeah. and he's an actor. You know, he looks like Dick Grayson. So, okay, that takes us to Tim Drake as Red Robin. Red Robin.
Yum. Yeah, I had it. I was off.
All right, who's your Tim Drake there?
Dylan O'Brien.
That's mine too.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh, Apocalypse. Well, and Poe Dameron.
Yeah, he's.
It would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, mine also was Dylan O'Brien. But Red Robin is a great character. I always liked Tim as Robin anyway, so. Batwing. This is Luke Fox, the son of Lucius Fox. He's black. Just so you know. Just making sure we got that right.
I went with Idris Elba.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, that's...
Shut up. He's my...
go-to... He's your fucking...
He's my token.
Token.
Yeah. I went with Tristan Wilds. Let's see. What's he doing? He was on the 90210 redo. He was in Red Tails.
Red Tails.
George Lucas, you stupid.
Historically accurate, be damned.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think he could do it. Batgirl, Barbara Gordon.
Cassidy Freeman.
Oh, that name sounds familiar. Oh, from Smallville. That's why it sounds familiar. She was Lex's daughter. Yeah, she's quite attractive.
Yeah.
And she's on Longmire. She's the sheriff's daughter on Longmire. So, very nice pick. Vince.
Emily Rickards.
Felicity.
Yeah.
From Arrow, who may come up later in the top 10.
Yeah, that's yes.
Yeah. For mine, I went with Molly Quinn from Castle. She's a gigantic geek anyway and would love to do it. So, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Okay, now we are to our three Jokers. So just go ahead and give me your three. Give me your Romero, your Killing Joke, and then your Endgame.
My Romero went with Will Arnett.
That's not bad.
And then Killing Joke, Robert Nepper.
Oh, the name sounds...
Okay.
Oh. From Prison Break, that's where I knew him from. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's a creepy looking dude.
Yeah, he is. I like that a lot. That's a good pick.
And then my end game, I went with Willem Dafoe.
You can never go wrong with Willem Dafoe as the Joker. It would probably kill him to do the role, literally, but it would be great.
Well, I went Romero version Willem Dafoe.
Ah.
And the Killing Joke, I went Crispin Glover.
Fucker.
And then end game, I went Shia LaBeouf.
You know what? That he could do that.
Yeah,
he's just fucking batshit crazy enough that he could do it.
He pulled off. I give him. I just do it. Just let him do what he wants to do with it.
Yes,
both of them. All three of them. Let them do what they want to do.
Yeah, that's how I went with mine too. For my Cesar Romero version, Matthew Modine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My Killing Joke also Crispin Glover. Just
because
let him go because he is legit crazy. And then I went with Joseph Fiennes. For my Endgame Joker. He was in Shakespeare in Love, Enemy at the Gates, stuff like that. American Horror Story.
Enemy at the Gates was a good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. So
yeah, and it actually followed...
Historically.
Yeah.
Yeah. That takes us to... Where are we at?
Catwoman?
All right, Catwoman.
Kate Beckinsale.
Her in black leather. Just winner, winner, winner. Good Lord Almighty.
I stuck with Anne Hathaway. I liked her character.
She wasn't bad.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah. you're going to have to pronounce that last name. It's Jessica Zohr.
Zohr? Yeah.
S-Z-O-H-R. She is my Catwoman. She's in Gossip Girl, and she's in Twin Peaks.
I'm into it.
She's on Kingdom. That's where I got her from, because I love that show Kingdom, which just came back this on the first.
I like it.
But yeah. So she's smoking
yeah,
hot.
That.
So yep. All right, Ra's al Ghul.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
God damn it, that's mine too.
He looks like a comic book version.
Yes, he does.
He could do it too.
Yeah.
I went with a guy named Max Jobrani.
Jabroni.
J B.
J B.
No J O.
J O B.
Yeah. R-A-N-I.
R-A-N-I.
Yeah. Oh, all you're going right. to have to...
Okay. So I have to do the
Google
search on him.
I'm sorry.
Maz Jabroni.
Maz, okay.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
He's Persian.
Oh, is he Persian?
So I went, you know...
Yeah, you went
I tried to stick to the...
Is he a comedian?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah. But... He has the look. I agree with that. Mine was also Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's a Axis of Evil comedy tour.
Yeah. Poison Ivy. Let's finish her off there. He got there for Poison Ivy.
Jessica Chastain.
God, seriously?
Yep.
I really shouldn't have told you where I go for my sites.
I
to
didn't
look at
go
actors.
There.
Really? God damn.
I didn't even do Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
Sarah Rafferty.
From Suits.
Yeah. Because I thought, because I thought, man, Chastain would be all right, but man, I don't know.
Sarah Rafferty's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I like
a great
it.
Pick. Now, if you actually go and read, I had the character list before I actually read Rebirth number one. Your villain for Batman, at least going forward in the first story arc, is Calendar Man, and they have made him so fucking creepy. Like now that. He goes through, as the seasons go, his body goes, and like once winter hits, he like dies, and then spring hits, he molts out of the dead body and comes back to life. They've really creeped up Calendar Man, and it looks great.
I have to go get this comic.
Yeah, Batman Rebirth number one is very good. That will take us to our top 10 list this week. Hot nerd or geek characters on the television or the movies or whatever you got there. Number 10, Mr. Short.
Felicity.
God damn it. Seriously. You've been looking at my fucking paper. This is like we're in school.
Emily Bett Rickard.
Yeah. For
She's higher on my list. I went Temperance Brennan. Emily Deschanel.
Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I prefer her over the sister.
I do too.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because we're older, but...
I'd buck both of them.
Well, I wouldn't kick them out of bed, but... Yeah. Mine was also Felicity, so... All right, number 9.
Selena Kyle. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. That's black leather again. There you go. Can't really argue that.
Jordan from Real Genius. Michelle Mayrink.
Yeah, that's...
The IMDb, M-E-Y.
Mayring.
May, M-E-Y-R-I. Okay. The IMDb picture does no justice.
No, it really don't, but yeah.
Yeah, she's in, yeah, she's Jordan.
She's That's in a good Revenge one. Of the Nerds.
Yeah, she was in Revenge of the Nerds.
She was one of them in the 80s that you needed a hot chick for a nerd thing, that she was one of your go-tos. Good pick. My number 9, Bernadette. Melissa Rauch from Big Bang Theory. I think she's hotter than Penny, so that's, you know.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. All right, number 8.
Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence.
I want to go off about the movie about her, about the new one.
Yeah.
But we'll save that. It's coming up here in a minute. Vince for number 8.
Number 8, Charlie Bradbury, Felicia Day.
God damn it, that's higher on my list. Supernatural, yep. Yeah. Oh, the redhead. My number 8, Abby.
Excuse me.
Polly Perrette from NCIS.
Whatever.
You just don't know? Or?
Nah, she's not.
She's don't do it for you?
Oh, man. That dark hair?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. That's why it's my list and not yours. At least part of my list. Well, let's see who you got for 7 to see you copy off mine.
Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, Black Widow.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Mia Thermopolis, Anne Hathaway.
That is from
The Princess Diaries.
Yeah. So she makes the list twice in different roles. So.
Yeah.
Nell Jones is my...
Nell Carter?
No, not...
Give me a break!
Played by Renee Felice Smith.
I like
on
it.
On NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She's the computer nerd on NCIS LA.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I am too. So, number 6.
Sarah Walker from Chuck. Yvon Strahovski.
Yes. That's a...
Yeah, one of those noises.
Exactly. You sound like a goat.
That's the noises we're going to make.
Yeah.
All right, now you're doing the Jim Brewer gimmicks.
Goat boy. Number six.
Number six, Vince.
Number seven.
Number six, Vince.
Six.
Yep.
Samantha Carter. Amanda Tapping.
Oh, from Stargate.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Thank God for Comet TV.
Yeah, no shit. I love Comet TV.
I do too. It's usually just Stargate and Outer Limits reruns.
I am awesome. I'm all right with that. I'm completely all right with that.
My number six has already been said. Charlie Bradbury and Felicia Day on Supernatural.
Whoop, whoop.
Number five.
Zed Martin.
Oh.
Angelica Salaya.
Yeah, from Constantine.
Yeah.
Crazy attractive. Very good actress, by the way.
Yeah.
I've seen her in other stuff. She's really good. But good Lord, she's smoking hot. All right.
Kaylee Fry, Jewel State.
Firefly.
Yeah.
Oh. Her new movie, How to Make an Orgy in a Small Town or something like that.
Yeah.
Watch that movie. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Just look for her. It's really good. My number five, Chloe Sullivan. Allison Mack from Smallville.
Higher on the list.
Is it? I miss Smallville.
I do too. That was a good show.
It was. But she was... Her over Lana. That was...
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, her over Lois, too, but... For me, she was over Lois, so...
Lois and her were...
Yeah.
It was close. But Lana... Get out.
Yeah. All right, number four, Mr. Short.
Karen Page.
Oh.
Deborah Ann Woll.
Oh, she's... Another amazing actress, beautiful, but damn, she was good in Daredevil. You were kind of hoping that her and Frank were, you know...
Gonna do it.
Well, and then that would set up the love triangle with fucking Daredevil and the giggity and the Foggy's out.
Giggity, giggity.
Foggy's out being a third wheel. And avocados at law. Number four, Vince.
Felicity Smoke.
Yep.
Emily Rickards.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She is. Yeah. My number four, Gemma Simmons, played by Elizabeth Henstridge, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus the British accent is nice topper there. Number three.
Bobby Morse. Adrian Palicki.
Way. Just, they have to find a way to bring her back for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't care how. God damn it.
Just do it.
Just do it. I don't care about the guy, but bring her back at least.
Yeah.
Trey?
Yep.
Chloe Sullivan.
Yeah.
Allison Mack.
My number three. Dana Scully. Gillian Anderson, X-Files. Higher on the list. Yeah. Man, just always had a crush on Scully. Just, yeah. Mm. Yeah, all right. Number two.
Caitlin Snow.
Oh.
Danielle Panabaker.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn, she didn't make my list. I didn't even think of that one. Oh, that's honorable mention for, yeah, that's a great one. Number two, Vince.
Ellie Sawyer, Danielle von Zernick. From the movie My Science Project.
Oh, nice.
Pulling it on my ass.
There you go.
Oh, my.
My number two, Janie Briggs, played by Kyler Lee in Not Another Teen Movie.
Nice.
I'm getting eyeballed here.
I love her. Don't bring her up.
Don't? Okay.
She's a distraction.
She's a very...
I'll pull my dick out, and you guys don't want that.
No.
Mm, no, I don't.
Not really, no. Compared to what Tony thinks, no, we don't want that.
Yeah, and it's Zubas.
Zubaz.
Whatever.
Number one, Mr. Short.
Leslie Tompkins.
Oh, Dr. Tompkins.
Marina Baccarin.
Oh, have you seen Deadpool yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Thank God it ain't on VHS, because that one part would be war the fuck out.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's...
You could pull her up if you'd like.
No, you better not.
Yeah. Well, I just have to make sure she's... Oh, there she is on the...
Yeah, she's still there. Oh, yeah. Get out of the way, the animals.
I can't.
Oh, furries. Oh. I like where this is going.
Scroll down. Look at that. All right, they're gone. Mm. All right,
I'm into it.
Yeah, she's getting ready to have a kid, by the way, with the old boy that plays Jim Gordon. So
lucky it's mine. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, he is. Really is. Who's your number one there? It's Scully, I know. So. You already said higher on the list and we're at number one. So
yeah.
Yeah. It's Scully.
Scully. God damn it.
My number one, Cameron Howe, Mackenzie Davis from Halt and Catch Fire.
Mm.
Just, yep, that's...
That's not a great picture.
That's not a great picture, but I'll try to pull up. You gotta remember, it's set in the 80s. So.
I'm into it.
I'm way too into it, yeah. So, all right, that was our top 10. Ugh, there are way too many hot... chicks on TV.
Yeah.
But thank God. It makes it somewhat watchable.
Yeah, too bad. You know, we can't have any Melissa McCarthy's running around.
That's right.
I watch TV to escape reality, man. I gotta deal with fat chicks all the time.
Sorry. Right. Listener questions this week. How about the Indy 500 winner being an American, a rookie, and being a rookie for the first time since 2001 when Elio won his first race? For those who don't know, Alexander Rossi won the Indianapolis 500 thanks to brilliant gas mileage strategy by former driver, now car owner, Brian Herta. Just, he outthought everybody and got it perfect. He ran out of fuel on the back stretch after the final lap and had to be towed to Victory Circle. It was that close. So, brilliant. I think it's awesome. I think it's good that it's an American. The 100th. I wish he had a little bit stronger of a personality, but, you know, because they kind of need somebody with a hook to get more watchers, to get more viewers to the sport. So, but yeah, I thought it was really cool. Next question. Any thoughts on the NFL shakeup that seems to be on the horizon on the West Coast? The Rams have already moved to Los Angeles. The Raiders seem like they're going to be moving to Vegas, and the Chargers are going to be moving too. We know the Chargers are back, at least for this coming season. They're back in San Diego. That's going to be a one-year deal, and then they're going to be gone. Raiders, yeah, they're probably going to end up in Vegas. The San Diego thing is because the way their downtown is... The words I'm looking for. It's so crowded. Like, that's where Comic-Con is every year.
Yeah.
Comic-Con wants to expand the convention center because to get more shit, get, you know. And they're like, we're not expanding anything. We can't build any more downtown. The Chargers are like, we need a new stadium. And they're like, you're not getting a new stadium. The Chargers are like, all right, fuck you, we're out. So that's what's...
It seems like California, like all of California, just not set up for football.
They can have the Colts if they want.
They're really not. I mean... They had the Rams, lost the Rams because nobody went to the games. They had the Raiders move from Oakland to L.A. to play at the Coliseum. They hardly ever sold out the Coliseum because it's so fucking big. I mean, back in the day, it was, you know, 100,000 seats. It still is, but, you know, it's not like a Cowboys game.
How much are tickets, though? I mean...
That's another thing. They're not... California is more geared towards basketball, I think, than they are... Football. There are a ton of football fans. You know, 49er fans are crazy. But it depends on where you are at, I think. So.
Yeah.
Monkey ball.
Well, you have two NBA teams in Los Angeles. You know, I mean, it's crazy. So, let's see. Once Hugh Jackman, who I believe is perfect for playing Wolverine, steps down, who should get the role next?
Glenn Danzig.
And he'll fucking be punched midget by a, Wolverine.
And he'll be punched out by a giant guy from a band you've never heard of. I love watching that YouTube.
I do too. It was the bouncer, wasn't it?
No, it was the singer for some band that, and he just went, and Glenn went, and fell down horribly. Well, it wasn't a long fall because he's you know ground right. level already. So
well, and that big guy just used gravity to.
Yeah, he didn't really punch hard. It was just thunk. Man, I don't know, because I don't know which way they're going to go. I don't want to spoil the end of Apocalypse, or the bonus scene from Apocalypse yet, but you know, have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking, though.
Let's just say I think they're going to go female. So, and it actually, don't give me that, it will actually follow the comic book storyline. because X-23 is the female clone of Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
So it actually does follow the comic book storyline. So I think your next Wolverine will be female. It will be a young female with dark hair. Let's just... You know,
Asian.
No.
I bet.
Oh, man. I could see that, too. But I don't...
Alexander Daddario.
I think we have a winner.
Yes.
Goddamn right we do.
Yeah. Book that motherfucker.
Exactly.
I don't care how much hair is on her.
But if it's a guy, I think, if it's a guy, I think they should, since they're doing Old Man Logan now, if you're going to do another Wolverine solo movie and recast and go back, again, I don't want to spoil Apocalypse, let's say Weapon X days, and show him younger. And let's do a younger, how was he before Weapon X found him, and you know, kind of like with the Deadpool thing.
Yeah.
So, what we get, Alpha Flight?
I would be okay with that if they kind of snuck it in there.
Puck.
Because technically they do. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not doing it.
North Star! Hello, boys! You can either be Puck or North Star. Which one? You going to be a short, hairy fella, or are you going to take it up the ass?
Hey, they gave me enough money. I don't I don't know. I'm not putting anything in my butt, probably, but I'll do it.
All right.
Go ahead and call me.
You heard it here. All right. Characters like James Bond, the long-running comic book movies like X-Men, where the same actors have been a role for a long time, when they decide to step down and move on, and they choose someone else to carry it forward, do you want the storyline being worked out to continue, or should it be stopped and let the new actor do his own thing with a new story, like a reboot-ish kind of new take on it, or what do you think? And this goes for like any superhero or James Bond or anything that's been around forever. It's a really good question, and it's one that I know studio heads just look at movies one way. How can we make the most money?
Yeah.
Because it's a business.
Well, let's look at it this way. They fucked up Spider-Man. Bad.
With Garfield?
With the whole fucking franchise.
Hey.
Because, I mean, they did the first three.
Which were... One and two, some of my favorite movies ever. Three,
Sam Raimi.
Right. Then they changed
actors.
And then they're like, oh, let's do it all over again.
Yeah, and then they rebooted, yes.
Yeah, and it was kind of awful.
The first Garfield movie was okay. It was watchable. The second one's just god-awful.
Yeah.
Jamie, the Tale of Two Kitties?
Jamie Foxx's Electro.
Oh, that Garfield.
Yes, that Garfield.
Garfield 2, The Tale of Two Kitties is... Ha! Sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
I can see, and I don't. I think with the new Spider-Man, with Tom Holland, they're not going to do the origin, so you're not going to get that again. So thankfully,
he'll be eating Uncle Ben's rice,
exactly, and just stopping the storm. Going no, no. But if you've seen Civil War, you know that they're kind of moved on. He's already Spider-Man. He's already doing that part. So.
Hopefully it's just, they just continue with, like, I don't want to see all the...
You don't like, need to, we don't need, as spiders. Fans that are going to pay the money to go see it, we don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
You can move on with something new. I agree with that. You?
I'm cool with it.
All right. Let's see. Now we have a music question. Old school rock bands that still tour. Do you like when they decide to head back to the studio and write new songs, or do you prefer just to keep hearing the greatest hits?
Greatest hits.
I think so. Maybe they have to put out a new album every now and then so they have a reason, air quote, reason to tour. But
yeah, I'm excited / skeptical about Metallica's new album, Shut Up Vince.
It's called Shut Up Vince.
Shut Up Vince.
Don't steal our music. No problem.
But as far as them still touring, I think they should just stick to the hits. Cause
maybe one or two.
It's like Load and Reload and maybe Sane one or two Anger. New songs.
Load on My Face.
And give the people a chance to go to the bathroom. You know?
Cum Guzzlers.
Yeah.
That the new Nine Inch Nails thing?
That was Metallica's last album.
The one with Lou Reed.
Lars has got fucking jizz all over his face. And he's looking at it.
On the flip side of that, do you like when modern artists or bands cover classic songs?
It depends.
And name some. Yeah, it really depends. Some of them are really good, and some are just really bad.
Yeah. Avenged Sevenfold does a cover of a Metallica song. I think it's Master of Puppets.
I think that sounds right.
And it's awful, I think.
Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson.
That's great.
That's great.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Like I said, it just depends. The right band has to do the right song in the right way. They'll interpret it their way, but it's Disturbed Sound of Silence.
I think it's awful, by the way.
You do?
I hate it.
Now, see,
I hate David Draiman.
My mom loves that song.
I like the original.
A lot of people either love it or hate it. There's no middle, like, yeah, it's a good song. It's either, yeah, it's great, or it's like, I hate you, you know.
I like Simon and Garfunkel, and I hate David Draiman.
Well, there you go.
What's wrong with him?
He's a fuck.
Is he?
Yeah.
And see, he can say that, and he didn't even bring up the Jew. See, that's how you do it.
Is he Jewish?
Sweet Jesus on a crutch. Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know he was Jewish.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't either.
Really?
I don't listen to Disturbed.
I know he's a giant fucking douchebag.
Well, there you go.
He's one of those guys that use big words and shit just to, like...
My
pronouns is superfluous.
So he's literate? What, you like?
No, I'm not saying he's literate. He's just...
He's the literate Jew.
He tries...
Jew, huh?
He tries way too hard to sound like he's really smart. He might be smart, but...
The way it comes across.
Yeah, he's just a douche. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I hate
All right, next.
It's cool, baby. I don't...
The uppity Jew. Jesus Christ. What's been the most expensive item you've bought so far in 2016? He says, mine is taxes.
No shit.
Yeah.
I had to buy an air conditioner to put in my window upstairs. It was like $600 and something.
Jesus.
Bought a riding lawnmower.
Yeah, there you go. I don't buy that. Oh, no. Damn it, Tony.
Dicks.
Do you guys play cornhole?
No.
Now, see, when he ripped this question... Because he just put this question. And I was like, I know where he's going to go with this.
Now, is this a slam against Hoosiers and their cornhole and their hillbilly golf? Is this...
I do love hillbilly golf.
I do too.
They have a cornhole tournament at work sometimes, and I do not play.
Okay. Now, of course...
And I don't put things in my butt either.
And of course, then he had to add, after this, do you like to be cornholed? Do you guys play with your cornholes? So...
No.
I
clean it every once in a while. It makes me uncomfortable.
We're going to have to just one day show up at his door.
Just pants
fly,
down.
Just fly out the jersey.
Just holding giant rubber.
Right. Huge dongs. You ready?
With
oh my.
Two old shirts on with the...
Fuck yeah. The chick with the wrench.
Yeah.
That sound you hear is him immediately putting in security cams.
Yeah.
And sniper targets.
Oh, shit.
Would a yogurt shop sell more if interested if the fountains of the yogurt came out of fake hyenas? I believe this is another Tony question. And yeah, so, it is, because I obviously put the You Have Never Seen Japan, where they have the yogurt machines that with the little anime girls standing over them, where it looks like you're pulling the thing and the pudding comes
There's
out.
There's an ice cream shop in, I think it's Beijing, and they have... Toilets.
Really?
Yeah, they have the little mini toilets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on if your clients are Asian.
There's also a restaurant in Beijing where you can get nothing but animal dicks.
Of course there is. How do you think about this one? Renew... Exactly.
Is that the fucking peppers?
Yes.
God damn it.
That's my insanity peppers are done. Renew Fuller House, reboot Fear the Walking Dead with a likable cast, and cancel Ghostbusters reboot before it hits theaters.
Yes.
Yes. Eddie, you are correct.
Set it on fire.
This is a really good question. Which current comic book TV series do you think has the best cast, and which has the worst? This is a really good question. I believe Baza sent this in.
Arrow is the worst, I believe.
It's gotten... I'll agree with that just because of the writing. I don't put it all on the actors, because they just are given what... Here, read this, act this way. But I put that on the writing. But yeah, I would say... Is Flash the best?
I'd say Gotham.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with Gotham. Gotham 1, Flash 2. No, no.
If Constantine was still on, it would be number one.
It would be number one. Yeah, I agree.
With a bullet.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. somewhere in the middle, because that cast just...
Daredevil, maybe three. I don't know.
Yeah, the cast Daredevil is really well done. Yeah. But yeah, I think the best would be Gotham. Worst is Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you bring back Smallville?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't.
You just want to leave it as...
They could have...
Leave the memories alone? Yellow Ropes forever?
Yeah. But they could have really tied that up 5 seasons ago or whatever. Yeah. The last 5 were completely...
And I think this ties into the next question ties into Supergirl. Will Clark make an appearance now? Since he's not being called Superman, is it allowed? And would you use Tom Welling?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know if they could actually use Clark. They use him like, you know, he sends text messages to her. As for actually physically showing up, I know there's an embargo on any character that will be movie used for Justice League. So that's your Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, even though there's a TV show, Cyborg, Aquaman, Green Lantern's an iffy. I like that idea that you just have Tom Welling kind of show up as Mrs. Clark, just a mysterious Clark, you know?
But that's CW now, though, right?
Yes.
So why couldn't they? I mean, I understand the embargo part of it, but, I mean, you know?
I don't know. It's, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Would you like to see the WB do any others? Or now CW, I guess, but... What other... Are there any other comic-y shows you would like to see picked up? Well, one, I'd like to see CW bring up Constantine. But...
I think I'd do that.
No. I would really like... This is DC again. But I know they can't do it because the budget. Legion of Superheroes. Because it's so set in the future. And everybody has powers. Budget-wise, it would not work. What about Marvel-wise? I mean, is there anything Marvel that... You know what would do really good Marvel-wise on TV? Is Power Pack.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck would do well.
Yeah, animated.
Power Pack would do really well, because you could cast the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it would... Yeah. I could see Disney doing that for Disney Channel. To be honest with you, so... Okay.
Okay.
Is Marvel missing an opportunity by not chasing the TV viewers? A lot's come out lately about on both DC and Marvel side about how the movie side doesn't care about the TV side. Especially when they cast Flash for the movie and they didn't use Grant Gustin. And they're like, he is Barry. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then, plays Daisy on S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't think of her name offhand.
Oh, yeah, the Quake.
But, yeah, plays Quake. She came out and said that Marvel, or Disney, thinks of the TV Marvel Universe secondary, not on equal with the movies. And yeah, I get it, money-wise, that's true.
Yeah.
She's like, they're putting all their resources towards the movies when we would like some resources to help with the show. And she's right. I mean, so is Marvel doing... Missing an opportunity? Yeah, I think they really are. I think they should be putting more into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., tying it into all your...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep, there is one. And she's pretty smoking.
Maggie Q?
Ming-Na Wen.
Ming-Na, Ming-Na.
Yep, plays Agent May. She was also Mulan. She's older.
I don't get the Asian fetish.
All right, next question. Yeah. Has there... Okay, Vince, this is you, Mr. Science. You're like Neil deGrasse Tyson, but...
White.
Exactly. Has there been any similar UFO sightings like those that were not, air quote, seen on that NASA video late last year? What do you make of this whole thing? UFOs, Area 51, Roswell, conspiracies? What do you got?
I think here in the near future, somebody's going to come out and say, okay, yeah, we know what stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And we've known for a while.
I can see that happening as well.
That I wouldn't be too surprised by it. I mean, honestly, I mean, seriously, I mean, come on. That shit's out there. Everybody knows. Everybody's seen it, you know. But I'd be more surprised
about... Astronauts have come back and said, yeah, we've seen shit.
What the scary thing would be is that they come out and said it and nobody would care.
Yeah.
That would be...
That will fucking happen.
Yeah.
That's fucking frightening right there. Mm-hmm. That you would have... Oh, well, there's other civilizations and, you know, they're coming down and here's a UFO. Well, Kim! Kim's pregnant again!
In other news,
Kanye!
Lamar Odom stuck a crack back up Kanye's ass, and in other news, I think that...
That's my fear.
As far as the Area 51 thing, I mean, stuff was there at one time. I believe everything was moved to Wright-Patterson.
That was a testing facility.
Yeah.
They just tested there.
Everything was moved to Wright-Patt.
You'd have to find where they're actually manufacturing the shit.
It's in Ohio.
Well,
I'm here. But
there's been a few here. I mean, it seems like twice a week, man. Somebody's sending pictures of
a lot of stuff.
It's weird, and it's more prevalent now.
We've had a lot of jets just over the house in the last 2 weeks. I have seen a lot of black jets flying over. And that's really, really weird for around here. I mean, we get choppers all the time. We're right by the National Guard. And we have a hospital, you know, 5 blocks away for Lifeline. Black, big black jets don't usually fly over. And I've probably seen 8 in the last 2 weeks.
There's been a lot of pictures online. Just type in of UFOs being recorded or...
Yeah.
You know, it just... Either somebody is very, very handy with computer graphics, or they're actually capturing this shit.
Yeah.
And nobody's...
The truth is out there.
Yep. Scully. It all goes back to Scully. Let's see. Okay, neither comic companies nor continuity is an issue here. So since so many superheroes are based in New York, make your own team up of any of the heroes from that city. He puts Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man with the original Ninja Turtles cast. Of Spider-Man with that Ninja Turtles group.
Fuck yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Everything's so based in New York, because that's where, for the longest time, the publishing was. I mean, I think Marvel's still there. DC moved to Los Angeles this last year. So who would you all that's from New York team up? I mean, that could be... Well, I mean, Batman's technically Gotham, which is supposed to be New York...
Is it?
Kinda, I think.
And Superman is from Metropolis.
Yeah, that's supposed to be New Yorkish. So, man, who did? No, he's from Chicago. That ain't gonna work. I was gonna bring Savage Dragon in.
Spawn is in New York too, isn't he?
Yeah. Spawn and the Punisher.
Spawn and Batman.
Spawn and Batman. There you go.
Fuck. Yep. Do you imagine that?
And there's a book and he has it.
Yeah.
let's see. Next thing. What are you guys' thoughts on this? Oh, this stupid ass law. People abusing the law here is what this is. McDonald's has until mid-June to respond to a federal lawsuit accusing it of discrimination for refusing to serve blind customers who walk up during late-night hours when only the drive-thru is open. The plaintiff, some guy from Louisiana, said in court documents filed in district court in Chicago, so it probably will get okayed, that he was laughed at and turned away from the drive-thru window at a McDonald's in a New Orleans suburb late in August. It wasn't the first time that it happened. He alleges many McDonald's restaurants nationwide continue service through their drive-thru windows late at night after the main restaurant entrance have closed. But the company's policy is not to serve pedestrians at the drive-thru, and blind customers can't drive. Durr. So they're effectively barred from patronizing the world's largest fast food chain by revenue, according to the lawsuit, which seeks class action status for all blind Americans.
Well, it sucks to be you. You're fucking blind. There's things you can't do now.
How can they find... This goes to the back to how does a blind person know when they're done wiping their ass? How do you see to get to the drive-thru window?
The fuck are you doing out late at night anyway? I mean, it's not like you could see during the day anyway, but...
It's dark! It's always dark!
There's... I can't... He's going to win.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah, they're going to win.
Because remember,
oh,
this yeah. is the same McDonald's that lost the lawsuit because the dumb woman poured hot coffee on her crotch.
This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever...
I know.
You'll never see Paris. Sorry, asshole. Fucking suck it up.
You'll never see. Period.
God yeah. damn. How fucking hard is it?
If the, I think
this
if,
sounds like a lawyer well, got a hold of a guy.
If they're in a yeah. big, like a big city, like a McDonald's is in a big city, I think they should have like a walk-up window. Like the ones out here in Greenfield, we don't really need it.
No.
Because we don't have like sidewalks going up McDonald's.
Do you think they
whatever,
should do a class action lawsuit against all the McDonald's and this?
No,
no,
no. They'll probably win it though.
Oh, they'll win. Oh, they'll absolutely win.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Next thing I have, I saw online that Marvel says they now own the rights to Namor for movies. Do you think they will put him in Avengers? It wouldn't surprise me to counteract DC having Aquaman. If they now have the rights to Namor, which I think Quesada did come out and say they do, that, hey, you got an ocean guy? We got an ocean guy. Just to kind of
yeah, they'll probably put him, give him a cameo or something.
Yeah. For Infinity War.
Yeah.
What do you think of Theo James as the new James Bond? This has come out multiple things that he is the new James Bond. I'd have not seen an actual confirmation, but
I'm all right with it.
He's in the Divergent movies. Fine, I guess.
I'm all right with it.
Okay, yeah.
He's not black.
There's Vince's answer.
He's English.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Vince.
God damn it.
Why are PC gamers uptight pricks when it comes to console gamers? Why is your PC master race assholes?
Because we got burnt because we had to pay so much goddamn money to play the same game that looks just as good on the console.
That's true for a long time.
It's a monetary pissing match. Oh, I spent this much money on
yeah.
this card. I got this and this. And you can mod things. There's it. You have a hell of a lot more flexibility on a PC than you do a console. So,
and a lot
with that, you know, there comes the whole
we're better than you.
Yeah, because I can do this. If there's a Battlefield, somebody did a cartoon about Battlefield where the PC gamer came into the console game,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, what about that water tower over there? Oh, that's right. You can't see the water tower because the map was bigger on the PC version than it was on the... So, it was kind of funny.
So, it's basically a pissing match.
It is.
All right.
It is.
Why was there such an uproar about that X-Men billboard? I am pulling up the picture of said X-Men billboard.
Well, it's a big bad man choking a woman. That's why.
It says, X-Men Apocalypse, only the strong will survive. It is a picture of Apocalypse choking Mystique. Okay. A billboard advertising the film shows Apocalypse choking Mystique with the caption says, only strong will survive. The visual has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Actually, no, it's people probably need rubbed, including actress Rose McGowan.
She had a machine gun for a leg.
Yes, she did. Who expressed her point of view on Facebook, quote, and this is, I'm going to make you dumber just for listening to this, and I apologize. Quote, the visual, okay, there is a major problem when the men and women at 20th Century Fox think casual violence against women is the way to market a film. There is no context in the ad, just a woman getting strangled. The fact that no one has flagged this is offensive and frankly stupid. The geniuses behind this, and I use that term lightly, need to take a long, hard look at the mirror and see how they are contributing to society. Imagine if it were a black man being strangled by a white man or a gay male being strangled by a hetero. The outcry would be enormous. So let's right this wrong, 20th Century Fox. Since you can't manage to put any women directors on your slate for the next 2 years, how about you at least replace your ad? That's what she put.
So put a white guy there. That'll make everything better.
It's a blue dude choking a blue lady.
Yeah. 20th Century it's Fox pertained. Has apologized because pertained. They're fucking pussies for the poster. Quote, in our enthusiasm to show the villainy of the character Apocalypse, we didn't immediately recognize the upsetting connotation of this image in print form. Fox said in a statement, once we realized how insensitive it was, we quickly took steps to remove those materials. We apologized for our actions and would never condone violence against women.
But wasn't she on that show that was sexist, Charmed?
Yeah. There's that.
I'm just saying.
So she's saying, okay, I gotta go back to her statement here real quick. So, it's okay if it's not a woman, right? If it was a black man being strangled by a white man, or a gay man being strangled by a hetero, she's fine with those. Or that's her examples of if that was also going on, that there would be outrage. If it was a
white guy,
how do you tell? Okay, first question on the gay straight one: how do you tell? Does one of them have a dick in their mouth, and that's how they're getting strangled? I mean,
so it's all right for a white guy to get strangled? Is what she's saying?
That's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah.
And Fox was pussies and pulled the ad. Now, here's the thing: that scene in the movie is a major turning point in the fucking movie. And spoiler alert, a female character saves the day in the movie.
Who is it?
Who the fuck do you think it is? It's X-Men.
Psylocke?
He knows.
Who?
Yeah. The boy knows. Let's just say big giant firebird.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, sorry, spoiler. A female saves the day, which is female empowerment. She kills evil blue man. And it's still somehow sexist. They still try to just fucking needle every little piss and bitch and thing. Like, well, the fucking hell.
The actor is a Mexican.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Latino.
Choking a white woman. Kind of like at a Trump rally. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, ugh. By the way, I give Apocalypse 7 out of 10.
I'm going to have to see it.
I liked it. I liked it better than Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Civil War either.
Even though the Ant-Man stole the show in Civil War, by the way. Okay, next thing, just because stupid pissy shit.
Pissy shit.
Do you think the new Ghostbusters movie would be better received if it were named something like Spookstoppers, Apparition Epihenders, or Poltergeist Pulverizers?
They should name it Spookstoppers.
What is it? I'm trying to tweet to Rosa McGowan.
Oh, God. Christ. Is it going to be... Well, now she don't have a dead wife.
I know.
It takes the Patton Oswalt thing. Do you think the new Ghostbusters movie would be better received if it were named something like Spookstoppers, Apparition Apprehenders, or Poltergeist Pulverizers? What name would you give this movie?
Scooby-Doo 3.
Rut fucking row.
Because it looks exactly like... Just Scooby-Doo. Like... Yeah. I mean, the storyline is Scooby-Doo.
I know.
The first one.
I know.
They're making ghosts to make... They're upping the paranormal activity. Ugh. What are we going to do?
God damn.
They should name it Spookstoppers. I like it.
I think if they named it something else, you wouldn't have any of the shit. Period.
Well, they already have Spookstoppers. And it's cops on Fox. Right? Isn't it?
What? Back on
Spookstoppers.
The
Spookstoppers.
It's cops.
Yeah. Reloaded.
Yeah. Cockstoppers. Cockblockers. Ghosts.
On Bravo.
Ghost suckers.
If they named it something else, I don't think you would ever have this. I honest to God don't, because when you hear the name Ghostbusters, you think of the original.
Yeah.
That's what you think. So yeah, I think a different name, I think Spookstoppers would be brilliant. Oh, and the poster could just be like, it's just the face of the black woman. With just white letters that says Spookstoppers. Viral marketing would go wild. And God damn it, we just made them $1 million. Last thing, did you see where the editor for Vox, you know Vox is the website?
Yeah.
Okay. Tweeted that if Trump comes to your town, you should riot. Now, he put out a lot of stuff that was yesterday or the day before, just going off, and he is so left-wing, I mean, I don't even want to call him left-wing, he's so violently socialist, let's go with that, that he's saying that, you know, if he even comes to your town, riot. This was during the San Jose shit that went down at the Trump rally.
Yeah.
Where they were actually beating, they actually beat a gay Republican, Latino gay Republican, beat him and bloodied him. You know, there's pictures of him, you know, they threw the egg in a bottle at a white woman, you know, stuff like this, but, you know, they're protesting, they're not rioting. And he, Vox did come in and suspend him after his tweets and stuff. Yeah, so the Republican convention is in Cleveland this year. We have a really good friend of the show that lives in Cleveland. Get the fuck out. Serious. There's going to be riots in Cleveland. I can guarantee you. You think it's this bad at a rally? Imagine all the Republicans in one place, what they're going to do. You're going to have National Guard. I mean, that's not
hyperbole. Well, they can do it in Ohio.
That's not hyperbole. Exactly. Now you see where I'm going with this.
They can do it in Kent State.
Well, and they have come out and said that the police and people that will be doing guard duty at the Republican convention will not be wearing body cameras.
Huh.
Get out. Get out now. Get the hell out of Cleveland for the whole week.
That's nice.
Probably a month.
No after. Body cameras to videotape the
what's gonna
monkey
happen.
Shines.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be bad.
Oh,
it's
well.
Gonna be so bad.
Oh. It's time to play Cowboys and Niggers.
Rodney King.
Oh. Can't we all just get along?
No.
We'd like to, but you know, you gotta be good to get good. Really. So that's all I have for this week. You guys have anything? Final thoughts? Are you tweeting horrible shit at Rose McGowan?
I'm tweeting horrible shit at Rose McGowan.
I love it. Don't Mr. Short,
don't pay to see The Witch.
Don't pay to see it. Find it other ways if you want to watch it.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
The Forest, on the other hand, is an okay movie.
I'm not going to go see X-Men Apocalypse, so I mean...
Is that the one where she goes into the Japanese forest?
Yes, it's a suicide forest.
Which is a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a legit thing in Japan.
Yeah, they have an actual suicide forest. Yeah, they were walking through and finding dead bodies all over the place. Yeah.
Well, if I lived in Japan, I'd want to kill myself, too.
No, you wouldn't. We'd never get you out of those weird little...
You would have an octopus in your butt all the time.
You're right.
Again.
Again. I'd be totally all right with it. I'd go there for the cuisine.
Why Australia?
Anal octopus?
Like butt octopus. I'd eat it right out of the fucking... Right out of the butt.
I sure you would.
Yeah, sushi off a naked woman?
Yeah.
What movie was that?
Sushi.
That's been a lot of movies.
Oh, okay. Sushi off a naked man.
And you wonder why we get dick questions.
Seriously? Oh, God. We're going to get sushi off of dick questions next week.
Would you eat a sushi roll shaped like a dick? Yeah, I can just see it now.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. Does it taste like a dick?
I don't know.
Cock sashimi.
Cock sashimi.
Oh, I think there's... No, moving on.
Fogo do cock. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Now, we have an email for the show. Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the email address if you would like to send in your questions, comments, hate mail for Vince.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. We have a group you can be more than happy to join. We also like our Facebook page. Please rate and review 5 stars on iTunes if you think we're worth it, even if you don't. We are on Twitter at Inconclusive Pod, at that, which is Chewbacca dying.
Yeah.
At Cyborg Sumo.
At Beetle Bliss.
Which, follow him for horrible tweets against celebrities.
Yeah, because they're fucking retarded. For reals.
Yeah.
Faux shizzle, my nizzle.
Faux shizzle.
Next week, just a heads up on our lists. We are going to do, and send in your suggestions for these as well. Our top 10 list is going to be characters from TV that we would like to see on other shows. An example would be, I would like to see Gomer Pyle on MASH. Something like that.
He's in his own little world.
I know, he's going right at Rose McGowan.
I'm sorry.
And we are going to fan cast Legend of Zelda. It has been fan requested for quite a while.
Is that Roboto?
He did it, as a couple other people did it too. So we're gonna do it.
I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face.
No, you're not.
I love you.
We're going to give the people what they want, which is more events saying racist, horrible things.
I can't help it. Oh, wait. She's bald? Why is she bald?
Who?
Rose McGowan.
Maybe she's bald
now? Yeah. Has she got cancer? I think she's got cancer.
That means
you're just going to go right and attack her.
Yeah, I know. I attacked Timmy's mom, and I love Timmy.
Yeah, imagine what he's going to do to her. Yeah.
She's probably doing it for some kind of activist thing.
It's art. It's art. It's all about art.
Her and Sinead O'Connor were bumping uglies or something.
I wouldn't even pay to see that.
No,
not really. All right, thank you everybody for listening. We will talk to everybody next week.
Bye, I love you. Fuck you, that Rose McGowan, you stupid cunt.